The 45,000 acres of salt marsh in Massachusetts do a lot of good. They filter water, provide habitats for birds, and protect homes and roads from storm surge. But the state has lost about 41% of its salt marsh since colonial times, and much of the rest is under threat from sea level rise, development, and pollution. Now, a Mass Audubon pilot project is studying whether a small creature called the ribbed mussel could help. WBUR's Barbara Moran visited and has this report.
Annalie Twightman is ankle-deep in mud, hands covered with mud, staring at a wall of mud.
Part of the job description is being okay with occasionally just getting covered in mud.
And that's a good thing, because mud is where the mussels are.
I'm gonna head over there.
Okay. Twightman, an ecologist with Mass Audubon, wants to transplant mussels from this pretty healthy marsh in Raleigh to an unhealthy marsh a few miles away that's eroding into the Merrimack River. It's part of a pilot project to see if mussels could help hold that marsh together. But first, she has to find them. She says there's thousands of mussels hiding in this riverbank if you just know where to look.
Here, we can start to see some rib mussels. I know it's hard to see, but most of their bodies are covered in this mud. They're stuck in the peat. So here we see one little ribbed mussel.
Oh my God, it's bare. I can't even see it.
Right?
It's all buried in there.
It's hard to imagine. Like, that's a filter feeder. There's barely anything exposed.
Twightman reaches into the riverbank and pulls one out. It's brown with a shell ribbed like corduroy. Stuck to the shell is a clump of thin, sticky filaments called Bissell threads. They hold the mussel in place and also help glue the marsh together.
So some people actually call rib mussels habitat engineers because through the production of these Bissell threads, by attaching to the roots, they are causing this, you know, this chunk of peat to stay together. So that's the number one reason why we think they could be really great in a restoration project, is they can really stabilize a very unstable salt marsh.
Using ribbed mussels to restore salt marshes is a relatively new idea. There are a handful of projects along the East Coast and at least one other one in Massachusetts. One of the leaders in ribbed mussel restoration is the Partnership for the Delaware Estuary. Danielle Krieger is a shellfish expert there.
I call them super mussels because they can tolerate a temperature range from 0 degrees to 56 degrees Celsius. You know, they can tolerate a wide salinity range, so they're really tough buggers once they get established.
These tough buggers also eat just about everything, which cleans up the water, and their poop feeds the marsh grass. And unlike oysters, rib mussels aren't really good to eat, which means people won't try to harvest them. But Twightman needs to figure out if rib mussels can even survive in the unhealthy marsh. So after a rinse in the bucket, Twightman carries the mussels through the tall grass to their new home, the salt marsh at Joppa Flats in Newburyport.
Start to watch your step around here. So you'll see there's sometimes just these holes that can go pretty deep.
The marsh sits at the mouth of the Merrimack River. As Twightman walks towards it, she points out sinkholes where the marsh is collapsing and washing away. Oh my God, this is so eroded.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's terrible.
You don't see it.
This
is not just happening on our property, this is happening along this entire shoreline.
She says one likely cause is excess runoff into the river, which carries nutrients like nitrogen. This makes the marsh grass grow taller without the roots digging deeper.
The roots stay very small. These plants become unstable. When you have wave energy, when you have ice coming through, these chunks of vegetation can fall off from the salt marsh, and the process of erosion is heightened.
Twightman thinks the mussels could help, both by gluing the marsh together and also filtering nitrogen from the water. She climbs down the bank and starts putting them in place.
So I have just been taking my shucking knife and just doing one little stab into the peat so that I can wiggle the mussel in there and I know that it is secure.
Aside from Twightman's experiment, there are no ribbed mussels in this marsh, even though it's their natural habitat. She's not sure why. Maybe there's not enough peat for them to cling to. Maybe the water's too fresh. Maybe ice scours them off. But she's hoping this batch survives the winter.
Okay, five more.
If they do, she plans to scale them up as part of a larger living shoreline project.
If we could stop the erosion by using them to stabilize the marsh, if we could use them to improve the water quality, I'm really hopeful that it'll work out and that these can really stop the salt marsh from disappearing.
She points out that the salt marsh is protecting the nearby homes and businesses. And as climate change brings higher water and storm surge to the coast, saving marshes like this one now may be one of the best ways to protect ourselves in the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.